Good morning. Today is Monday, September the 25th. Joining us this morning from Security National. Ooh, you got one of those kinds of shoes on. Okay. Tim Callison. Good morning, sir.
How are you, sir?
I'm looking for shoes. That's why I'm looking at guys' shoes now. I'm trying to figure out what... I still love the cowboy boots. I'm going to see with all this weight loss we've done, I'm going to start, see if I can wear them again for a full day.
The most comfortable shoe on the face of the earth, cowboy boots.
Yeah, but you know one thing that, and I did not know this?
Yeah.
Your feet keep growing. They don't stop.
Only in cowboy boots?
No. Yeah. Only the expensive ones. Yeah, okay. Yeah, right. Yeah, fine. Our quote this morning comes from a guy, I don't even have a clue, B-H-A-G-A-V-A-D, hyphen, G-I-T-A. No clue.
Loss.
Yeah. I won't embarrass him or me. The quote is cool. Man is made by his belief. As he believes, so he is.
Wow.
That's kind of cool. I like that. Not self-fulfilling prophecy, certainly, but... cool stuff. So what's keeping you awake at night?
Well, that's a pretty open-ended question.
I understand. Non-family based.
Yeah, you're right. No, the kids are all good. Wife's good. No, that's all good stuff. No, actually, we've got a lot of exciting things going on right now. If you've been down on the waterfront, they're finally putting up the fencing, finishing up the trail.
Yeah, I was curious. The trail was kind of cool, but it kind of exposed your guys' backside. For the entire property, did you get encroachment and things like that, or
was it
not long enough for those for issues to arise?
No. This is a project all done by the city, Parks and Rec, with Miles Slattery and Rob Holman, and I'm sure I'm forgetting a few, and apologize for that. But
and the guys who do the work,
yeah, right. That's all. I believe it was all done by grants. Looks great. It's coming to fruition. I know that they're on the east end of the project, which is kind of circling around down behind, let's say, around to the Target area. They're starting to put in the bridges that are needed to continue that all the way down. So they're making good headway.
The whole concept is an interesting one. I know when it was initially discussed, there was concerns that it would become the informal network. For the green bikes to go driving around.
Right.
I guess time will tell on that.
You know, I've been looking at it as more of just from the time that I've been spending down there checking on the property and, you know, other things that we've been doing down there. The amount of people that are already using that, I'm seeing bicycles, I'm seeing joggers, I'm seeing... And that's the intent, to get the people out, get people down there. Now... we'll wait to see, you know, how it turns out. It's obviously going to need to be patrolled, maintained. And
that's always the challenge, I think, Tim, is the maintenance of it. You know,
yeah.
Will the weeds on the side start to grow into it, or will there be weekly weed whacking?
I know at Security National we'll be doing our part on our side, you know, making sure that we're trying to keep the weeds down and whatnot on our just from a visual state of obviously aesthetics, but also for us to be able to see into the property and what's going on there.
So is that part of what your guys' vision for the balloon track was initially? Way back? I know that may predate your time on board, but you know, does that make that property more desirable for somebody to sign a contract for their situation once the area is developed?
You know, I don't believe it was anything, you know, back in the day of, you know, when it was the big marina center, if you would. But I do think it helps. It's going to help bring people down and into that area that, let's say, that have been avoided for the last 20 years. You know, so it's going to get a positive exposure, you know, and with the progress that's you know slated for down there, I think it'd be good for everybody down there. I really do.
You guys aren't in the lodging business.
No,
but I'm sure you know a lot of people who are.
You bet.
When you look at the property across, well, you look at the Wharfinger, it's hardly used, but mm-hmm. you look across the street at that empty slot where there was the battle for the lodging. It was a Greg Pearson and Larry Devaney. There was going to be a hostelry, and there was some other, and there were all cats and dogs and night meetings and public hearings. Is that a viable spot with the restrictions and the constraints that the state, that the Marine Corps, that the locals have? Do you think that there's ever going to be a facility there that will really be public, or do you think it's just going to be there until some kind of an industrial use comes into play?
Off the top of my head, I believe that's in the CDI zone, if I'm correct. If you take a look at it, it is viable because it's waterfront access property, obviously. Is it the best use for that to throw a hotel in there? I'm not so sure about that.
Versus what? What would be the Callison ideal?
Jesus.
For that footprint. I mean, I look at a hotel and go, okay, we don't got one on the water.
Right.
Boy, it's got the views. You can see a whole bunch of things. Yeah, why not have a destination place on the water in Eureka in an area that needs development? I don't see that there would be a downside to that.
I don't think that would. I don't think there's a downside at all on having a hotel on the waterfront somewhere. I'm just not sure that's the best use of that spot. Don't really know why, but it would have to be, a compound of a lot of different things to come together to be able to say, this is idea. I have my ideas of where I think it would be the best use.
You're thinking down by the bridge?
I'm thinking it closer down to the bridge. Yeah. But that's my, that's kind of my own opinion, I guess you would
Bias
say.
Bias is what it's called,
buddy. Yes, yes, yeah. Yes. Okay. Let's call it what it is, right?
The properties that are on the North Spit that you guys are working on and developing, is there building pressure, building as in increased momentum, building pressure for space out there?
I think there's a lot of people kicking tires with different ideas.
Locals or out of the areas?
I think probably more local, but there are definitely people interested from out of the area.
Let's see, I'm going to be nice and we're going to go to commercial break instead of me asking you who. It's 8:19.
It's not the place they hope to be in spring training, but the San Francisco Giants have the rest of the summer to play. And they'll be bringing their exciting brand of ball to Kika, Thunder Country, 101.5 FM. They've got a lot of games left on the schedule against contending teams, and playing the role of spoiler is a definite possibility. Be tuned in for all the action, all season long. Brought to you on KINS, in part by Angelo's Pizza, Wyckoff's Plumbing, Electrical, and Hardware, and Living Styles Furniture.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Tim Callison from Security National. Tim, one of the things I think that is a challenge for a lot of us, and had a couple of discussions, interesting discussions with business guys last week, but it's kind of an ongoing theme. The concept of trying to get folks to work. The unemployment, if you believe the local stats, and I know they're all fluffy because of state funding and the federal stuff, but they say it's below 4%. Okay. You see a lot of job wanted, help wanted signs around. I know that some of the guys in some of the trades have a tough sledding. Other folks do also. Okay. So let's just say that there's a squish right now. There was an interesting program last week that was talking about the millennials and how a delayed onset of adulthood. When we went through, first thing, out of college, boom, buy a house, right? get vested. Yeah. Not the driving force. Getting married. Nah, I know I'm stereotyping, but but it seems to be regional. It seems to be national. It seems to be in a bunch of different industries that I've kind of tapped into as well as my own. Do you guys see that when you're trying to get folks that there are those youngers that are like we were, so at least we kind of understand them. And then the others that say, you know, yeah, I'll live at home for another year or so. Nah, that's okay. And a lack of urgency. I mean, not a lack of motivation, but a lack of urgency. Do you sense that out there? That there's something cultural that's going on at this point?
You know, honestly, it's not anything that I've given a lot of thought to, but I do have an opinion on it. I think that there's...
Well, good. Don't let facts get in the way here, babe. All right, let's make some magic.
Yeah, right. I believe that it's, it's obviously background and you know, what they've seen growing up. They may have seen their parents lose their house, lose their job, you know, back in the balloon popped. They may have seen their, you know, parents separate, that type of thing. You know, there might be that, hey, I'm going to hold off kind of thing. But on the other hand, if you take a look at the pace of the world today and their, let's say, the tech industry, for instance, you know, one day you may be living here and then you change jobs and, you know, because you get a better one. You know, that's very common. Especially if you get down into the Bay Area or you get into those situations where, you know, they're moving all over the place.
Well, how do you guys deal with it? Because you deal with a different breed of cat than what a lot of us do.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a lot of job jumping?
No, not necessarily. I think,
non-management driven job jumping or turnover?
Non-management. We see in our industry specifically, we see some, you know, I mean, it's not for everybody. Some people come in, you know, they find if they like it, great. You know, if they don't, you know, they may move on. Rob's management team does a good job, you know, hiring. We are expanding, so we're constantly hiring. In fact, we're hiring right now. But again, it's more of a fit than anything else.
What about in the communities where you guys operate, the larger ones?
Mm-hmm.
Do they have trouble getting employees also, or people wanting to work?
I think people are finding that all over the nation, not, you know, just, I think it's rural here. You know, obviously we have our issues.
Here it is, yeah. But, you know, in the big time, so to speak.
In the big time, you know, I think that's across the board. I think right now there's more jobs than people want to work. I mean, you know, we can go down the road of wanting to work and subsidies out there, or we can go to the fit, if you would.
There seems to be an issue, and I don't know what it is, what it's caused by, other than a lot of people are looking for a lot of folks with jobs, and we hear that the unemployment level is where it is, but you got the underemployed, the not seeking jobs. You know, we're not seeing the robustness of what the economy should be kicking off if, in fact, it was a 4% unemployment in Humboldt County.
Right.
Yeah, it's, I mean, not even when the mills were working and things were okay, we never got down to 4%.
Right.
So I'm just trying to connect dots.
Well, you got to look at the number and the skew, if you would. You know, how many people are really on the radar, if you would. There's so many jobs that are in this county that are under the radar, if you would. Yeah, they may be working, but they're not paying taxes on it.
Right.
You know, so you have that, you know, that whole element. But
now that should be coming out, so to speak, January 1st. Yeah. Now, I don't imagine that it truly will be, because there's still going to be so much of it being done underground or out in the woods or whatever reference you want. What are you guys projecting is going to happen here locally in 18? Is it going to be with the legalization and the retail and the election cycle, is it, you sense anything? Is there a bubbling up of good stuff?
You know, that industry doesn't affect. I don't want to say it doesn't affect us because it affects everybody, but as far as, you know, Security National goes, we don't rent. You know, to anybody.
This is members of the community.
Oh, members of the community.
If you guys have a sense of what direction this thing's going to go.
No, I just know that there's an awful lot of people in this community that are not happy with the way things are. And I think you're going to see changes somewhere and not changes other, but people are upset.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Tim Callison. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting and by Redek. Tim, you guys kind of monitor, I know, a lot of the state political stuff and the state things going on, because what happens at one end of the state certainly impacts other ends of the state. When you're looking at, and I suppose to the same extent that the national level, Toys R Us last week announced that they may be closing up. Okay. You know, now, I suppose if you monitor the toy industry, that may not have come as a big shock. For those of us in the parent industry, oh my God! That was kind of the reaction to that. And to some of the others that have gone into bankruptcy over the last year. When you hear things like that, what does it mean? What signal, what ripple on the pond do you then anticipate when you get a big boy like that making an announcement?
Well, you know, first of all, you make sure, you know, none of them hopefully are in any of your malls. But, you know, it's that model has kind of gone away, kind of went away after 2008. So if a lot of these big companies didn't restructure or see it coming, you know, I don't want to say that you kind of expected it, but if you take a look at what, you know, you can't have a conversation like this without mentioning Amazon. So,
but now they just bought Whole Foods.
Right. But if you take a look,
did they buy Whole Foods or did Google?
No, they did. Amazon was Whole Foods. Whole Foods.
Okay.
If you take a look at that model, and so if you're a new parent, you see the stroller you like, you may turn around and go to Toys R Us to take a look at it, feel it, touch it, whatever. And then you go home and order it for $40 less on Amazon, and it'll be in your home if you have a, you know, a Amazon Prime, be in your front porch in 2 days, and it doesn't cost you any shipping. You know, people are being a little more wise with their money, if you would.
Which kind of goes in contrast to the economy's robustness that we were talking about before. Stock market at all time, everything's humming along, da 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 da.
But take a look at, you know, you just had Kmart go, okay? Sears is in trouble. You know, now you have Toys R Us. So if you take a look at those, let's call them a big box store, you know, it's that's not a, I don't want to say it's not, but it's, that model has issues.
Yeah, it's interesting because I know for me, I'm very tactile. When I want to see, touch, feel.
Yeah.
You know, it is, unless it's not in the neighborhood. Okay. I mean, if it's, recent thing is it puzzles, some of the large puzzles. Okay, there's not a puzzle seller in the area that's selling these 3,000, 5,000 piece puzzles. Okay, and I understand that it never will be. Gotcha. Now, I can go down to the Bay Area and find, but now that's 12 hours driving. I'm not that motivated.
Right.
I'll go on the cheap route, but I kind of see that as catalog buying. Catalogs have been around for a long, long time.
You bet.
Okay, fine. But not to the demise of the local retailer.
Right.
And when we look here locally and regionally, you see less and less retail. Well, if sales tax is being driven, sales tax is the driving force of government behind, you can buy online cars. Well, it just seems like we're going away from what we need, what we want, what our structures are designed to accomplish in favor of the ultimate internal focus of what's most convenient for me now, right now. So, as you're looking at your malls, what do you see in the future of malls? What should we anticipate at a Bayshore? What should we anticipate for a downtown Eureka or Fortuna Main Street or around the plaza? The boutiques and that's it? Food, bars, thank you very much, and it's over? I mean, it doesn't seem like it bodes well for community.
You know, we've done the spots for, buy local and whatnot, and I do believe in that. There's room for the bigger boys, if you would. But, we had just touched on, the employment side of things. So let's say you take two young, let's call it a young family. They're both making, minimum wage, to buy a house, to a household. So you're looking maybe between the two of them, a collective of $20 an hour, times that by 8 hours, So they have a limited pool of funds. If they can turn around and save $40 on a product by Amazon or whatever, they're going to do that. But what we need to figure out, and if I had the magic scenario, I'd.
But if they were working in retail and earning 50% more, then they don't have to do that. They got the money, they got viable jobs and possible careers, and the local community has more retail, more employed. And it seems like the direction we're going is the antithesis of having community.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the way we should be encouraging things, and nobody seems to be crying wolf on it other than, I guess, me and a couple of others going, is this really what we want to do?
I think it's all going to be driven by, the economics of, you could probably see smaller versions of what you have instead of, like our Kmart at the south end of the city.
Well, you have to have stock and safety, too.
Yeah.
But McKinleyville store is doing fine. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what's the difference?
Demographics. If you take a look at this, when I was young, when you were young, you had to come to Eureka to basically buy underwear, socks, and whatever else.
Daily's business.
Yeah, you had to come to Eureka because there were not these. Now, a lot of these communities have their own. So we're not going to see that draw that we had. Now,
has it, and Fortuna has it, and no problem.
Right.
We're still here rather than having this, watching the UPS guys having to drive till 10 o'clock at night.
If you turn around, wonder why Costco's got its parking lots full all day long, because there's only one within this Humboldt County area. I just think that there may be, on some situations, over expansion of some of these.
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah, a little bit of that and then some other issues too.
Oh, yeah.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:44. We'll be back with more from Tim Callison.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:47. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Tim Callison. Tim, at the state level, what are you sensing? Is California becoming more of an attraction for business, for development? Is it continuing to kind of push business away?
I think we're definitely still pushing businesses away. It's still difficult to do business in California. You know, just everything from, let's call it from the Coastal Commission all the way up, you know.
So structurally as well as culturally.
Structurally, yeah. You know, you'll have people come in and, you know, if a business loves what they see, wants to come in, you know, but it'll take them, you know, 3 years to get a permit to build and, you know, 2 years to get a permit to, you know, for their business, you know, opening. It just, I don't think we, or from what I've seen or experience, I'd have to say, you know, it's the timelines. They're like, you know, I can go up to Oregon and get the same, you know, especially if they're looking for coastal property or whatnot, they can get, you know, they can get the same somewhere else.
Is there anything that Humboldt and Dunlop County or Mendocino County along the coast could do to facilitate development, to make it easier? So maybe it's tough in the state, but maybe that could be part of the magnetism of our area, is that, yeah, you're right, that's what California does, but here we're able to get on a tighter timeline.
I think that would only be able to be accomplished if you got, you know, your congressmen and your senators involved and behind you on that, to put some weight behind it. If you would, I don't think really it is at a county level or a whatnot. It's
so
too little.
Pre-permitting of, yeah, like, there was a movement a couple years ago to have all the properties around Humboldt Bay pre-permitted for use, so that the new guy didn't have to take the time, spend the money. It was already laid out there so they could just start.
That was actually a plan, actually?
Yeah, Jeff Smith had suggested when he was on the city council, or was running for city council a number of years ago.
You know, wow.
You think that would make sense?
I think that's a little utopian, but, you know, but I don't know if that would ever happen. I don't know
today,
how it could,
maybe,
if it could, in mind. I don't know the exact numbers, but I know they're large. The amount of, talk about waterfront property that sits in that CDI zone, which is the coastal dependent. You know, we have more than I think just about any other port up and down the coast, if you would. We also have, you know, all the red tape that goes along with that. I'm trying to remember the numbers out of my head, and I really can't at this moment. I apologize. But, you know, the amount that has been developed in the last 2-3 years is, it's minute. It's like 3 acres.
Short list.
Yeah. Very short.
Well, maybe that's what we can look forward to in 18.
Hope so.
Thanks for coming by, bud.
Thank you.
See everybody tomorrow.